Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hello, DTNS listeners, and welcome back for another edition of the Monthly Science News. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, your science correspondent, here with some of the top science and tech stories that happened in January. 2 weeks ago, a genetically modified pig heart was transplanted into a human who has a chance to survive and recover for the first time. The transplant recipient did not medically qualify for a human or mechanical heart transplant, which gave the researchers FDA permission to use the pig substitute. A few weeks after the operation, today, the patient is still doing well. This process is called xenotransplantation, from the Greek word xenos for stranger. I needed to tell you that because it's a cool sci-fi word. This story may sound familiar because the first trial of its kind happened last year when genetically modified pig kidneys were successfully transplanted into brain-dead people and the organs were not rejected. These modified pig organs were made to be less likely to be attacked by the human immune system thanks to the famous CRISPR-Cas9 genome editing technique. In the modified heart, these pig genes were knocked out and 6 human genes were added in to help the body accept the organ. A final modification kept the organs human size and reduced their growth, since they're usually quite a bit bigger in a 400-kilogram pig. There's still a lot of regulatory hurdles to overcome, on top of creating a more manageable supply of organ donor pigs. Other organs, like kidneys, liver, and lungs, are slightly less amenable to this kind of transplant and will require a bit more research before successful operations are possible. In the future, researchers hope to be able to tailor each transplant to suit every recipient. Moving on to a short astronomy story. The James Webb Space Telescope has arrived at its final destination after launching on Christmas last year and assembling itself in space for over a month. There are still about 6 months' worth of tasks to complete before the telescope becomes fully operational, according to NASA, and can send us pictures. But that includes turning on and testing a litany of scientific instruments that make up the $10 billion telescope. The James Webb is now 1.5 million kilometers from Earth in the direction of Mars in a zone called L2, meaning the second Earth-Sun Lagrange point. Simply put, a Lagrange point is a point in orbit that the object can maintain without too much effort. More updates on this little guy in 6 months. Now, some geology. You may have noticed that on January 15th, there was an explosive eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano in the South Pacific Ocean. It triggered both atmospheric shockwaves and a volcanic tsunami that created surges on coasts across the globe, including the U.S. West Coast and Japan. The volcano erupted with the force of a nuclear bomb and shot a cloud of ash 20 to 40 kilometers up into the atmosphere. It was to the point that the astronauts on the International Space Station witnessed the event. This was the largest volcanic eruption of the last 30 years, and it caused extensive damage to the Tongan Islands. The blast produced a shockwave that moved around the world at almost 1,000 kilometers per hour and rose as high as 95 kilometers into the atmosphere. It's the first time scientists have been able to measure such a wave with modern instruments, and there's still a lot to learn from this impact. Now my favorite topic is coming up, which is biology. Some reptiles and amphibians can regrow limbs, but frogs are not one of them. Scientists are jumping in to help. Researchers have developed a process to make frogs regrow amputated limbs. A developmental biology team from Tufts University in Massachusetts created a silk-based gel containing multiple drugs, including growth hormones, nerve growth promoters, and anti-inflammatories, that they applied to the leg amputation wound of 115 African clawed frogs. These are actually just frogs that are always used in laboratory experiments. They then covered it with a silicone sleeve for 24 hours. 4 months later, the animals that received the drug cocktail showed a slight alteration in leg shape in the form of a small bud that over time started to shape into an entire leg. And after 18 months, the same frogs had regrown full limbs with everything but the toes that were intact. And on the other hand, the frogs in the control groups only had regrown small stumps. The research team hopes that one day they can apply this process to human amputees. And honestly, all that I can think about is that scene from Deadpool where he's growing his little arm back. All right, a little bit of a COVID update, but I'm going to defy expectations by talking about some actual good news. Using Moderna's mRNA technology, famously applied to COVID vaccines, scientists have been able to develop an experimental HIV vaccine for the first time. The first participants have been vaccinated in a phase 1 trial to deliver HIV-specific antigens to the body and create an immune response. The trial will follow 56 HIV-negative adult participants for 6 months. Although currently medications and treatments have made the disease manageable and no longer the death sentence that it once was, HIV is notoriously difficult to vaccinate against, and it affects more than 38 million people globally. This step brings a lot of hope. Closing with a fun story, a 71-year-old Swedish man was saved from cardiac arrest in a very unlikely way. A defibrillator-carrying drone literally swooped in and saved his life. A person in cardiac arrest needs help within 10 minutes to save their lives. So EverDrone's emergency medical aerial delivery is designed to send an emergency drone dispatched to a caller's home to kickstart the process before an ambulance arrives. In this case, after calling 112, the Swedish emergency number, the drone arrived within 3 minutes and a bystander, who happened to be a doctor, was able to use the defibrillator and perform CPR to save the man's life. Currently, the system serves 200,000 Swedish residents and it's planned to expand to more locations in Europe this year. That's it for this month. I hope you feel just a bit smarter. If you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at Ackermans Nicole, and I'll be back next month with more science and tech news. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.